This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are we struggling with right now? You know, America right now is struggling with so much with their health. We're one of the sickest nations, but yet we've got some of the strongest research going on. And it's amazing to see the breakthroughs. And we're going to be talking about some of these breakthroughs a little bit later on this hour. Right now, we're going to go to Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
I'm living well. How can I help?
Well, I have a question around sexual response and hysterectomy.
Okay. Talk to me.
Okay. After having a hysterectomy, the orgasms are not as intense. And then sometimes you have, you know, to go to the restroom a lot more often. Is there anything that you can do to alleviate one and improve the other?
Improve the other. Well, it just depends. Did it start right after the hysterectomy or did it come sometime later? Was any of this happening before at all?
No. It's all after.
Okay. How long after?
Probably pretty much right after, you know. Yeah, the libido, ovaries, uterus, cervix, all gone, along with the thyroid.
Yeah. Oh, they took the thyroid too?
Well, in a different period of time, but ultimately I had a carcinoma of the thyroid. So
okay.
And it just happened within a year or two of each other.
Right, I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, there's several things you can do. I mean, it really comes down, libido comes around testosterone more than anything.
Right.
And yeah, and so have you had those levels checked with your physician to see what the numbers are on the blood test?
Oh, absolutely. And they're in quote unquote the normal range.
Okay. So then
since I don't have anything to compare to it, I mean if normal is 1 to 5 and I was a 5 and now I'm a 2, you know, I'm in a normal range, but it's what I need to be me in a sense.
Right,
or,
I know. Yeah.
You know,
so. I gotcha. Well, there's a couple things herbal that you can look into, and maca root has really good response with women that have low libido post hysterectomy. So the maca root, tribulus, those are two really, really good that a lot of research is on that women get really good response with. And zinc. Zinc is a mineral, believe it or not, that men blow through pretty strongly just because it makes testosterone, and we use so much of it because it's one of our primary hormones. But women need it too, and stress levels in life can yield low zinc levels. I mean, it's very, very common. You don't have to take a lot of it as a female, but you can pretty much probably look into what's on the label, whatever brand you buy, and they're going to have pretty much the dosage and whatnot that you'll need to look into. And it doesn't take much. I mean, a deficiency with zinc can happen pretty easily, but also can be remedied pretty easily as well. So that's something, if you want to look into that, would be helpful. Now, the other is when it comes to the frequent urination. That's a different animal. See if that helps at all. See if it makes any difference. But yeah, I know you're saying because of the surgery, and I don't ever like to say something's permanent, and I don't know that it is. But that's one of those tough calls that, I mean, with us being here on the radio, it's too quick, and it's one of those things where a physician really needs to see you on that and continually monitor you just because it's important. That's not one of those deals where I can suggest things and go talk to your health food store people and they can look up some things for you to check out. I mean, dietary wise, you want to cut down inflammation in the body no matter what. That's a given. So you want to look into the anti-inflammatory diet. Yes, that can help. Getting your adrenals healthy, that can help. There's a lot of things that can help that situation, but a hysterectomy is no joke. You know, a lot of times we try to paint a picture that's no big deal, that a lot of women have it done, and they do, but it still does a number on the body. It does. But there's not a reason you can't recover and do very, very well. The libido, I think, is the least of your concerns. That's pretty easy to recover. Supplements and more exercise, meaning if you work out and exercise with some weight training, even 3 days a week, 2 to 3 days a week even, that'll make a big difference in the libido. It'll make a big, big difference in the way that you feel, and it'll make a big difference just all the way around. I think everybody will be happy on that end. Now, the urination, though, that is something you really got to watch. Juniper berries are really good, too, by the way. I don't think I said that. But juniper berries have been known to be very, very helpful in those cases, especially post-surgery. I would even go see an osteopathic physician or a chiropractic physician. Let me tell you why. Because the nerves that are down in the lower back area into the sacrum, the tailbone, they actually can play a big role in the bladder. And you might want to have that looked at, because if there's any irritation in the nerves in those areas, it can cause some issues within the bladder. And if that was involved during surgery or the way they had you positioned, and it could have caused some of the segments to cause irritation of the nerve, that's a possibility. And it's worth looking into and having either a DO or a DC take a look at that and then figure out what from there. But it's good evaluation to have, at least to have known that you've done it, because a lot of times that can be a challenge. But if you get one of those physicians to look at it, then I think you'll have a little bit more peace of mind, at least as you're going down this path, to figure out exactly what in the world is going on, okay? But look into some of those things and keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where your health really is your greatest wealth. We're going to Carlos now. Carlos, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dr. Asa?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, thanks for getting me on the air. I appreciate that. I know
sure.
how busy you are and how many calls you get.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask you about, I don't know if it's so much joint inflammation that I have in my knees and elbows and shoulders as it is tendonitis.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of joint pain, mostly in my elbows and my shoulders, and a lot of it's due to repetitive work that I do. And then my knee is just, you know, ACL reconstruction that I had 15 years ago. So I know what I can explain that. But as far as the elbows and the shoulders, I don't know what's going on. I've had my blood drawn. Everything's fine. I went to an endocrinologist. Everything was fine. So I'm just trying to look for some kind of natural pain relief, you know, besides, you know, I also have lower back problems too, besides taking painkillers and sports creams and that type of stuff.
When did it start?
I'm just trying to look for something that maybe give me some kind of pain relief without having to take the prescription pills and pain, you know, painkillers and sports creams.
No, I know. I know it can get annoying. It gets old because you're like, what is your age?
I'm going on 39.
Yeah, so you're young. So, I mean, you're way too young to be feeling that dang old, right, as they say in the
exactly.
song. So, yeah, we got to get rid of the pains and the aches and all. Let me do this. We're going to go into a commercial break right now. When we come out, I just got some questions for you. When you got multiple joint pain like that, we call it multi-joint pain, where it's showing up in the knees, the elbows, the shoulders, and even in the low back, there's several things it could be. I just need to dig a little bit and ask you some questions. So hang on for just a moment. We'll go into this commercial break. 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where your health really is your greatest wealth. Check us out, asaandrew.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Even the website where your health really is your greatest wealth. Now, Carlos, we were talking with going into the break, dealing with a lot of multi-joint pain, as we call it, to elbows, knees, shoulders, and you said it started about a year and a half ago. Is that right, Carlos?
Right. The back was about 5 years ago, and that was an on-the-job-related injury. So.
Okay, I got you. So the other ones have just kind of creeped in as time has gone on, and you're 39, really young, and you're thinking, man, I just don't want to feel like this. Definitely don't want to take medication. What medication did you say you were taking?
I'm on hydrocodone, 10-5.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
That's for the back pain, and, of course, it doesn't always alleviate my my elbow pain. That's why I'm wondering if it's more on the tendonitis side. So.
Right. So taking the medication, and what other changes have you made? Have you made any diet changes?
Diet-wise, big time. I mean, I've really cut down on the processed foods. I mean, every now and then I'll have some. You know, I take a dinner to work, but it's either a healthy choice or a Stouffer's. I've really ate more fruit, cantaloupe, pineapple, oranges, apples. Put a lot more fruit in my diet and probably a lot more vegetables in my diet than I used to have.
Okay.
I've cut down on the chicken, red meat, and potato chips. That used to be one of my biggest vices.
Right. Well, that's good. And so you're still having a lot of the joint pain. Have you increased your omega-3 fats, that sort of thing?
I do take fish oil, 1,000 milligrams a day.
Taking the gel caps?
Yes.
Yeah, I would ditch the gel caps. I would ditch those. They don't really work.
Okay.
And the oil itself is amazing. So okay. The actual oil, like a tablespoon of cod liver oil,
okay.
is going to do night and day what's going on in the gel cap. So
okay.
if you've got that much joint pain, you might even want to consider a couple of tablespoons a day for a short period of time, a couple of months. You might want to consider that and just look into it. Talk to your local health food store folks and your and come up with that. Every brand's different on how much to take, but yeah, you know, just depending on what label, what, you know, company you go with. But that's something to look into because that really helps the joint pain, and it's amazing at how that works. Hey, tell me, dietary, you cut out the junk food. What does that look like?
As far as?
Well, like, give me a typical day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'll kind of be the judge of, you know,
okay.
what's good.
Breakfast, I either 3 to 4 boiled eggs and an apple, and I pretty much don't veer off from that. That's pretty much breakfast typical.
Okay.
For lunch, I'll have a chicken sandwich and maybe a small thing of fries. And then the dinner is usually, like I said, a Stouffer's dinner or healthy choice. And then my snacks in between is usually either a cup of cantaloupe and or a cup of pineapple and or an orange and or an apple. Usually
okay.
I take all of them depending on what I have in the fridge. So.
Sure, I got you. Have you gone, when you're a physician, they've done blood work, have they checked for rheumatoid?
I don't believe so.
Okay. When was the last time you've been over to your doctor?
The last time was about 4 months ago.
Okay. There's a couple of tests they can run if they haven't run them. One, well, I would check on your – did you do your vitamin D? Did they check that?
No, they didn't.
All right. Here's the deal. When you've got – we call multi-joint pain, typical diagnosis. Somebody comes in, your same symptoms, and certain blood tests can get run that can be really beneficial. One is rheumatoid factor. It'll kind of be one of the clues to let you know if rheumatoid is even a possibility. The other one is the ANA test. And these are just basic tests. I mean, if you tell your doctor that you want to get checked for rheumatoid and joint pain, they'll do all these tests. Uric acid is another one that they'll check. And vitamin D. If they don't check vitamin D, tell them you want to have vitamin D looked at. A lot of times with low vitamin D, and most people are, when you get low vitamin D levels like 15 to 20, you're going to start seeing multi-joint pain. It just is what it is. And vitamin D is so important. It's like the wonder nutrient that our body needs. You want to keep those numbers between about 70 and 90 on that blood test. And that's going to be a key. I would definitely have that done and get those tests and have your physician look at those with you. I think it'll be a real clue with what's going on. And the diet, might want to get real serious with the diet. I mean, I realize you're doing pretty good. Don't get me wrong. However, when you get into the fries, and if you do that on a daily basis, or you do kind of the frozen dinners a little bit, see, they've got a lot of gluten in them. The one component, well, two really, when you've got joint pain, to cut out inflammation from the digestive tract, two things you definitely want to do. One is cut out most grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, because they contain that protein in them called gluten. And gluten will just literally wreak havoc on your body, especially with inflammation, joint pain, and any kind of pain-related condition. So I would steer clear and just be a little bit careful of that. Also, dairy products. Cow's milk dairy can be the worst when you've got arthritis or joint pain, and that can be milk, yogurt, kefir, whatever, cow's milk based. Now, goat's milk is fine, and also the coconut milk is really good too. So if you need dairy, you like it, you crave it, whatever, then those can be great, I guess, alternatives or great other options for you to look at. But, yeah, I mean, it's cod liver oil makes a big difference, and I would get the blood test done because you're not eating horrible. I mean, it's not like you had fast food at every meal, but there's some things to modify. And when you have joint pain that just kind of comes on like that and it's kind of in multi areas, you always want to start thinking, do I have a little bit of rheumatoid going on? Is it osteoarthritis? Probably not. Because rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition. It's where the body's attacking itself. And it could be stress, and it could be mental as well, meaning that you're going through things or whatever. And sometimes that can show itself up as joint pain. Now, the injury you had 5 years ago, I don't think probably related, but I would definitely have that looked at, get the blood work done. Proof's in the pudding. That's why I love blood work. You hear me talk about it all the time here on the show. And I've got a lot of hunches and just you're able to put two and two together when you've seen a lot of things. But the blood work is the key. It's one of the major tests that will give you the clues to lead you down the right path. And it's so great because your primary care physician will be able to look at that and know right away what the root cause is. But the dietary things, without a doubt, when you've got multi-pain, elimination is the key. Cutting down food sensitivities will give you a great clue into what's going on.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dr. Asa. First of all, I just want to tell you I love your show.
Well, thanks, darling.
And the problem I have is my mother. She has what they call aortic stenosis.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if there's anything we can do to dissolve the calcification to keep that valve open. Rather than surgery?
Yeah, there's differing thoughts on that. I mean, the thought is there's a couple of theories. One theory is no, okay? Well, the other theory is that if someone doesn't have enough vitamin D over a long period of time, it causes the free calcium just to be in the body to build up and create plaque. And so not monitoring the vitamin D for a long period of time could be the culprit. And giving someone vitamin D during a time where that happens. I mean, unfortunately, if it gets to the place where they're saying it's blocked or they're saying it's causing the aortic stenosis, it can be a real challenge. I mean, one thing you can do is use vitamin D and talk to your doctor about it, get the blood test done, check the values and all that kind of thing. But I wouldn't do it without checking the blood work and, of course, talking to her physician for sure. But, I mean, it's one thing that you can look into because it controls all the calcium in the body, the absorption, that is. And when vitamin D stays low, which a lot of people it is for a period of time, then it can cause issues with calcium absorption and weird things can kind of happen. So that's one thing to look into. I mean, her diet needs to be really, really good. That's a given. And even if it's been bad or poor for many years, it's okay. Today's a brand new day. I mean, she needs to be doing everything she can today to make it happen. And I would encourage you to, I mean, has she made any changes or are we just kind of, you're just now kind of reaching out and looking into it?
Yeah, we're just kind of looking into it now because it's gotten to the point, you know, where it's like pretty calcified.
Yeah, I would do that. I would ask the doctor to run a vitamin D test, look at her values, and then you could consider looking into taking, she would want to take vitamin D3. If you guys look into it and talk to the doctor about it, they may even write a prescription for you. The prescription stuff is okay. I like a bioidentical vitamin D3 a little bit better. I think it absorbs better, a little bit more potent and easier on the body, especially on the kidneys. So that's something to look into.
Bioidentical?
Yeah, it's a bioidentical vitamin D3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is. And it's really, really good. I mean, you can go to, we talk about it, I think, at drasaapproved.com. And we talk about all the different supplements there and kind of things I talk about on the show. But that would be one thing to look into. But don't do that until she's had a blood test, please. I'm just telling you, it's very important. You don't want to take vitamin D3 just to take it. I mean, you always want to make sure there's a need for it. You also want to make sure that you're monitoring the values because it is fat soluble and it can become toxic and build up. It takes a lot to do it, but it's always good to make sure to look into, you know, just a simple blood test. But her diet is a key. I'm telling you, for any type of heart-related disease at all, it's eating a proper diet is important. Now, eggs, one of the top cholesterol-lowering anti-plaque type foods we have, whole organic eggs are very, very good for just overall body health, of course, one of the best proteins you can put in the body, but also it's very good for heart health. That's something to consider as she's going through that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about all these kind of principles, especially heart health and things to reduce inflammation in the body. I think it would be maybe a great resource and give you some good info along the way. The one thing is don't let her get discouraged and definitely don't let her, you know, lose any hope in the matter because the body is amazing. It's resilient, and as much as it can get sick, it can also get well, and just don't lose hope in that and keep pushing and keep fighting and keep looking for answers. But her foundation has to be her nutrition, no doubt about it. We can look for supplements and we can look for anything else, and she can consider that, but she has to get her nutrition right. It has to be. I mean, that's first thing. You know, you are what you eat, just like my grandma said. And it's true. You really are. It makes a big difference, okay? Keep me posted. Hot weather worsens memory. Now new research finds this may be especially true for some of the least well-understood symptoms of the disease, thinking and memory problems. When researchers tested the memories and information processing abilities of MS patients and people without the difference at differing points throughout the year, they found that MS patients perform worse on the cognitive test in warmer seasons. No seasonal difference was seen in test performance among people without multiple sclerosis. So the study is the first to document the impact of hotter temperatures on memory and thinking function in MS patients, says neuropsychologist and study co-author James Sumowski. And they said the study was presented in April at the 63rd annual of the American Academy of Neurology in Honolulu, Hawaii. So great research coming out. MS, obviously a challenge that many people deal with, many people struggle with, and finding different ways to be able to manage that and to avoid flaring up the symptoms or causing any more drama with it is always a good thing. Another thing that's really important with MS is the galactose milk sugar and how it helps through research we found, how it helps slow down the breaking down of the myelin. That myelin sheath is the protective coating of a nerve. And one of the things with multiple sclerosis is it's sclerotic. It's sclerosis beginning with the myelin sheath, and melting that away from around the nerve can be a real challenge to our bodies in so many ways when somebody's struggling with that disease. So something else to consider. An Albanian proverb is our quote for the day. It says, when you have given nothing, ask for nothing. That's interesting. The congressional auditor said on Friday, the Congressional Budget Office, the scrap on health care overhaul, would eliminate a number of provisions aimed at reducing federal health care costs, as well as strip out the revenue creating taxes and fees. Republicans who now campaign on repealing the law, one of the Democratic president or Barack Obama, his main legislative victories, despite the vote on the House, the repeal was largely symbolic, as neither the Democratic-led Senate nor Obama supported it. The CBO, along with Joint Committee on Taxation, early estimated the law would save the federal government about $124 billion between 2010, when the law was passed, and 2019. Its $210 billion cost increase, estimated on Friday, covers a slightly different period. Now, the agency, which analyzes the cost in various legislation for U.S. lawmakers, said the main difference in the two estimates was mainly because they cover 10-year periods. Email came in. Vera in Tallahassee, Florida writes, I'm a 36-year young working mom. Lately, it seems like no matter what time I go to bed, I'm exhausted when I get up. What do you think could cause this? Vera, if you're feeling that way, 36 years young, and you're feeling tired no matter what, a lot of times it could be the thyroid gland. Hypothyroidism is a low, hypo means low, low-functioning thyroid could be the culprit with what you have going on. The thyroid function changes in women a lot quicker than it does in men. And it might be something you want to go see your primary care physician and see exactly what's going on. Just because they can do a simple blood test, you check TSH, T3, T4, and get a good picture of what's going on exactly within your body. Because, man, I'm telling you, thyroid conditions can come on so quickly and you get tired and all kinds of things happen and you don't know what in the world's going on. And it's easy to maintain if you figure it out. They can use medication, or there's a lot of natural things you can do for the thyroid, such as iodine, tyrosine, and specific dietary recommendations that can support the thyroid, even to the point where you might not need the medication, which is interesting. A lot of protocols like that we talk about at asaandrew.com. And, of course, we'll talk about it here on the show. A lot of things you can do. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open, but we're going to Jack right now. Jack, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening. I heard your show last week driving back from Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I concurred with much of what you have to say. I'm a health professional, too. I'm in my 50s. And what I wanted to share with you was something I've never been able to really figure out. Since childhood, I've been constipated. I'm in my early 50s. I'm 170, 5'10". I eat a Mediterranean diet. The only thing I found to help my constipation has actually been flax powder. So I use that in my diet. You know what? There's a plow service here. Hey, Jack, I'm on the phone. I got to go. I can't talk. Okay. Thank you. So I'm sorry. Excuse me. We have a snowstorm here in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's
so
okay. No worries.
I just wanted to ask you, since you're very versed in so many fields, I can't find a reason why the only thing that really helps me be normal is the flaxseed. And
has it been a lifelong? You said it was almost a lifelong challenge that you've been dealing with, or is it recent?
No, it's since childhood. I'm thin. My parents, they're from Europe. I eat a Mediterranean diet, mostly fish. I follow actually the blood type diet. I don't eat processed foods because they never do well with me. No monosodium glutamate, no nitrates, no sulfates. I really eat a very healthy diet. I'm very physically active, but only in the last year have I been feeling easy in, you know, going to the bathroom. That's the only year I just said, let's try the flaxseed, flax oil, flaxseed. Nothing else seems to really help. When they've done a colonoscopy, they find everything. Yeah, I have my gallbladder.
Okay, good. That's a good thing. Well, because the gallbladder, a lot of times if they have it taken out, someone has it taken out, that can be a real challenge. If you're having constipation like that, two things. One, there's a neurotransmitter that we use constantly called acetylcholine. When acetylcholine levels get low, a lot of times it can cause chronic constipation. So raising acetylcholine levels can be beneficial. The foods that do that are eggs, beef, nuts, cheese, and yogurt. And supplements that are really helpful for that, huperzine, galantamine, and phosphatidylcholine, something you might want to look into, and also eating a red beet at night right before bed.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Connect with OnCall Radio and watch OnCall TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out, AsaAndrew.com, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Where do the most active people live? It's kind of an interesting question, isn't it? Where do most people that are active, where do they love to hang out in the world, not just in America? Well, they did a study, and they said that people in the South and the Appalachian region in America are least likely of all Americans to be physically active in their leisure time. The CDC, in a new report, reported. The CDC analyzed all countries in the country, all counties in the country, and found that many regions, more than 29% of adults, reported getting no physical activity or exercise at all, other than what they might get on the job. Now, states where residents were least likely to be physically active in leisure time. Go figure. Here we go. Why don't I let you answer that? Okay, I'll read it. Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and yes, TENNESSEE, Tennessee. Yep, it is. It's on the list. So, unbelievable. Least likely to be physically active in our leisure time. So it's time to get moving. I'm telling you. 7 prescriptions for health. They're at asaandrew.com. It doesn't cost you a penny to go read them. It might cost you a little bit to do them because you need to get off your duff and make it happen. This has got to be your year to get your health back where it needs to be. Your health is your greatest wealth. Your family needs you to be healthy. Your wife, your husband, it's time. And whatever happened to the days where we look forward to being active, where you get off work and you go play tennis, or you get done with school, younger people now are playing video games, they're constantly staying inside. What happened to the days of going out and playing flag football or tackle football or whatever you do, basketball, and being active? You know, guys that go to play golf, of course you're going to ride in the carts, because it's easy. What happens to going and walking 9 to 18 holes? Get out and get moving. You got to get off your duff and make it happen. Because we're getting sicker as a nation. And one of the biggest keys that we found to improving our health is moving. So check this out. States where residents south, we're really struggling right now. States where the residents are most likely to be active in their free time are California, Colorado, Hawaii, Minnesota, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. The CDC says that a 2008 survey found that 25.4% of adults in the U.S. failed to spend any free time being physically active, which includes walking, gardening, golfing, and running. And yes, getting out and gardening can be one of the major issues. Just get out and just do something. Doesn't matter what it is. Just make it happen. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Check us out, asaandrew.com. But right now, we're going to go to Ralph. Hi, Ralph. What's up?
How do you do, sir? I hadn't listened to you before on the radio, and my wife told me about you, and I'd contact you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Shoulder, my left shoulder, gives me a problem in mobility, moving it in certain directions. Okay. And just wondered if somebody told me I'm having bursitis. When I asked or checked on the internet what bursitis was, it said all itis is just inflammation.
That's right.
It so is. I thought, well, let's see what you'd have to say about this.
When did it kick in? Give me a little bit of background.
Okay. What, like what?
Well, just, I mean, give me some background on when it started, what the pain intensity is, 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. Give me a little bit of background on the shoulder itself.
Unless I move it in a certain position or direction, there's no pain at all. I can lay on it, lay on my side, and that's no problem. Mm-hmm. I can use it for carrying things and pulling things up and so on and so forth. It's just raising it up into a certain position, forwards, backwards, up, down. I'm 56, and
so there's been no trauma, there's been no injury.
No,
it just started hurting, right?
Right, and it okay. and it has been intensifying over the period of probably the past 60, 90 days.
Okay, right shoulder,
left
shoulder. Mm. All right, here's the deal. The shoulders can be real tricky, and everything from just a muscle instability, it can be anything from a deficiency in the body, meaning you could have low calcium levels, low vitamin D levels. It can be something simple as manganese. Manganese is a mineral that we have that we get in our foods, but a lot of times if we get deficient in it, can start causing joint pain. Sulfur is another one. So those are some things to look into. Now, if you haven't injured it and it's just kind of hurting out of nowhere, I would go to your physician and just have them double check. Do a couple little tests, even like uric acid, rheumatoid factor. They can look at ANA. There's several blood tests that they can do just to check into that. And if the pain continues, you might want to have them look into a physical therapy. Because physical therapy, the range of motion and the exercises they can put you through can be very helpful too. Now here's a little thing that we found with shoulders over the years is the bicep tendon. The bicep tendon, if it slightly gets out of the groove, you'll have stability of the shoulder, and you can move the shoulder, but if you get it into that one little spot where you raise it over your head or okay. you rotate it internally or externally, it can catch, and it's just unbelievable amount of pain in that bicep tendon. Now, sometimes if you have plenty of calcium in the body, but you don't have enough vitamin D to absorb it, sometimes calcification can build up in that groove, and that can cause a lot of pain, almost like a bone spur. But it can build up and cause pain that's just excruciating. And you're thinking, well, how did that happen if I haven't really had any kind of major trauma? Well, that can happen a lot of different ways. That's why our body's made up of three different areas, mental, chemical, and structural. But with a shoulder like that that's catching, I would go have probably a physical therapist look at it. I would also have a physician look at it and get some blood work done and go from there. All right. Thanks so much for the call. But it's another hour in the charts. I'll thank the producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.